Today on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, I'm going to explain what the heck is Amazon S3.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing. And I'm very glad that you've taken the time out of your very busy schedule to come and listen to me. Well, I'm going to actually answer a question today about Amazon S3. This is a hosting solution for your media. We're going to get to that in just a second. I want to let you know that everything I talk about today, you can find out at my show notes. You can find that simply by going to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. That's our website, by the way, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Now, in the past, first of all, let me say one thing first, right up front. I am still a huge Libsyn, that's Libsyn.com fan. I'm not jumping ship. Libsyn is one of the first, if not the first, web hosting company that was strictly designed for podcasters. You can actually create your website there, it'll do the blog, and you have unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage. And that is now, the package I use is $12 a month, and the great thing about it is it gives you statistics. That's why I love Libsyn. It's easy, it's affordable, and you get stats. Now, I've had a lot of people that have been approaching me saying, Dave, why aren't you talking about Amazon S3? Well, first things first, Amazon S3, I believe, stands for Simple Storage Solution. So it's three S's, Amazon S3. And yes, that's Amazon as in Amazon.com. And it is think of it as a big, huge filing cabinet in the sky that you can upload your media to, and they will host it. And it's in a certain extent, it is unlimited hosting, but with Libsyn, you have a budgeted kind of amount. Like in my case, I know I have a limited amount that I can upload, and it's $12 a month. I can have 8 bazillion listeners, and it's $12 a month. I can have 5 listeners, and it's $12 a month. I don't have to worry about that bandwidth. All I have to do is pick a package that says, hey, I'm going to upload maybe however many shows. So in my case, I do 4 shows a month. I use the $12 package, and I have tons of space left over. Now, Amazon S3 has a different pricing package. It is 15 cents, as in 15 cents, as in a dime and a nickel, per gigabyte for the first terabyte. Now, if you're going, what the heck is a terabyte? I think it's 1,000 gigabytes. Is that how that works? It's a huge, huge, very large, big, big amount of storage space. So you get 15 cents per gigabyte. Now, right now, I'm looking at my current statement. I have 1.548 gigabytes stored. So it's costing me 23 cents. Now, what does that amount to? Well, I went and looked, and in a eyeball estimate, it's about 400 episodes and some videos for other projects. It's a fair amount of information. It's basically the Logical Weight Loss Podcast, some videos for the School of Podcasting, some videos for marketingmusician.com, and some other things. But basically, somewhere between 300 and the highest number would be 400 episodes of a podcast at 96 kilobits per second. A fair amount. And so to store all that information, it's 23 cents a month. Now it says it's going to charge me 0.0 per gigabyte internet data transfer, all data transfer into Amazon S3. Well, I have transferred 0.128 gigabytes. I've actually been uploading a lot of old episodes into, in this case, the Logical Weight Loss Podcast, which is what I'm using Amazon S3 for. It's the only podcast I use that for right now. So right now it's zero per transfer into the system. So when I upload stuff, they'll charge you for that. That's going to be free, I believe, till sometime next year in 2010. I want to say June or January. I can't forget, but after that, it's like a dime per gigabyte uploaded. Then it's 0.17, better known as 17 cents, per gigabyte for the first 10 terabytes of monthly data transfer out. Well, right now I have 49.848 gigabytes transferred out. So that is going to run me $8.47. So what is that made up of? Well, they charge you a penny, and this is the part I don't get. A penny per put. That's copy, post, or list requests. And I had 100 requests, so they charged me a penny. Then it's a penny per 10,000 get and all other requests. I had 6,797 requests. I believe that's how many times people have requested to download my information. So they charged me a penny because I had, you know, it's a penny for the first 10,000. So that means right now, December 1st through December 31st, and I'm recording this on December 13th, my bill is $8.72. So it's cheaper right now than Libsyn by about $3. Now, the interesting thing is here, I don't get any stats with Amazon S3. This I actually had to dig into my account to even get this, because it's trying to understand your Amazon S3 bill. It's kind of like trying to understand your phone bill. It's not super easy because they use things like put, copy, post, or list, and then get responses or get requests. To the best of my knowledge, I have a hard time understanding that. Now, the good news is they do have decent tech support, but you have to be a little more of a geek if you're going to use Amazon S3 and you don't get any stats. And to get Amazon S3 into something where you can make it somewhat user-friendly, there is a plugin called S3 Organizer for Firefox. So you have to use Firefox. There is a separate program that's free that Lynn Pearson told me about, and I don't have that in my notes. I will have a link to that out in the show notes, but there is a free program that basically turns Amazon S3, much like S3 Organizer, into a giant FTP program. Now you're going, Dave, what the heck? You just described something with an acronym. Basically what it means is you get a picture, you fire up the software, and on the left-hand side you have the file on your computer, and on the right-hand side you basically have a window of everything that you've stored in this big filing cabinet in the sky, and you point on the file on your desktop and you click on a button and say, hey, put that over there, and it uploads it. And if you've ever used a FTP program, which actually stands for File Transfer Protocol, don't we all sound geeky now, you can do that. And then once it gets there, you have to do this. You have to right-click on it, choose Edit ECL, and say, make sure everybody can read this. So again, a few extra steps, whereas with Libsyn, you upload it, you click on your media tab, you click on the name, you right-click on it and say, copy that link, and then you throw that into your blog. So it is a little less expensive by about $3, at least for me right now. But again, that's because I've got about 400 episodes up there. And as I add more and more, that's over, I've been doing that podcast for about 3 years. So in theory, if I do another 3 years of this, my bill will go up. Let's see, what is it now? I'm $8.47. That's for if I kept the same data transfer, you know, it would basically double. It'd go up to $16 and I'd have, you know, 600 episodes up there. Where with Libsyn, my bill would be $12, assuming they didn't raise their price. Now, but Dave, you said you are using Amazon S3. Yes, I am, for this particular podcast. Now, the main reason I'm doing that is, number one, I like to have my toes in all the little podcasting tools, my toes in the tools. So in this case, I'm using Amazon S3 to power the Logical Weight Loss podcast. By the way, you can find that at logicalloss.com. And so how do you get your stats? Well, you can use, there are two things to make this somewhat easier. One is a service called PodTrack. That's PodTrack.com. And PodTrack is geared to where you can get advertisers. Now, for the record, I have almost all of my podcasts listed on PodTrack. And unless you're Leah Laporte, I've never been contacted by Podtrac to say, we have somebody who wants to sponsor your podcast. Because most of my podcasts get downloaded, you know, anywhere from 400 to 1,500 downloads per episode, depending on the podcast. I have a couple that go over 2,000 every now and then, but they're not huge, huge podcasts. And so consequently, I don't have any huge, huge sponsors knocking down the door at Podtrac to come sponsor my show. That's okay. It costs me nothing to use Podtrac. And one of the things they do, well, actually a couple of things. Number one, they can give you a player. You can put a piece of code on your website, and it will create a flash player that people can click on, and it'll open. So they can basically click that button, this little player opens in another window, and they can close your website and just listen to the player. That's free. And then the other thing they do is, and here's the catch, they can give you stats. They can give you stats. So where Libsyn has stats built in, Amazon has $3 cheaper, doesn't have any stats. How do I get stats? By using Podtrac. Great. How do you set that up? There is a thing called a redirect that basically says, before you send a visitor says, hey, I want to click and listen to that, or I want to click and download that, or my RSS feed is in iTunes. iTunes is saying, hey, send me the MP3. What it does is it's going to go to Podtrac first and say, hey, I want the MP3. Podtrac says, okay, hold on a second. Let me count that. That's one download for Dave. Okay, and here's the MP3. And it directs it over to wherever you are storing that. You could actually use Podtrac with Libsyn, although that would be kind of like, why? But in this case, it points it over at my Amazon S3 account. Amazon S3 says, here's the MP3. And there you go. So Podtrac, it says one download. Amazon S3 downloads it. Now you say, great, Dave, how do you put this redirect into play? Well, Podtrac says to put this little piece of code. It's like HTTP Podtrac dot blah, 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 question mark, right before the address for your MP3 file. Every file. And I'm like, ugh. Because you have to remember that every time you go to post an MP3 file. So how do you make that easy? Well, another free tool. I've talked about in the past, my favorite player to put on your website in WordPress is the Blueberry PowerPress plugin. I don't use it for the iTunes stuff. Nothing against that. Angelo has done a great job. I use FeedBurner for my iTunes stuff. But in terms of putting a player that can click to listen, click to play in a new window, and click to download, I love the PowerPress plugin, especially because they have an area where you can put this redirect script that says, hey, go to Podtrac and count it as a download. You can put that once into the Blueberry player, and now, no matter if somebody clicks to download it, clicks to play it, clicks to listen in a new window, or if it's in iTunes or Zune or whatever, it's going to send it to Podtrac. Podtrac's going to say, let me count that. That's now two downloads for Dave. And here's the three. Here's the file. And it goes, it knocks on the door. Hello, Amazon S3. Yeah, can you deliver that to that person over there? They want it. So what happens then? You click on the button. It goes to Podtrac, says count it as a download, then redirects it to Amazon S3. Amazon S3 sends the file to your person. You get your stats now in Podtrac. You get your data transfer from Amazon S3. If that sounds a little technical, it's because it is. And a little bit like podcasting, once you get it set up, is a breeze. You just basically type your blog, you copy and paste your URL of the media, and away you go. By using Amazon S3, it adds a little more technical aspect to it. You get, in some ways, better stats, because not only do you get the number of stats, you get geographical stats as to where are these people coming from. So I can see all the different countries that are coming from. And to the best of my knowledge, I can't get that from Libsyn. But it is interesting. But it does take a little extra setup. So that is my take on Amazon S3. Do I like it? It's cheaper, sure. By how much? Well, for me, you know, I could have saved $3 by using Amazon S3. That is, again, based on in this case, this podcast gets about 700 downloads per episode. That will go higher in January and February when everybody's off losing weight. And I've got about 400 episodes. If I had more episodes, it would cost more money to store it. And if I had more listeners, the more listeners I have, the more I'm going to pay. Now, granted, it's only whatever is a dime No, I'm sorry. 17 cents per gigabyte transferred. Again, very, very cheap. But if you were very, very popular, that would go up. But the good news is if you were very, very popular, then you might have advertising and things like that. And for the record, this particular podcast has been getting decent work with sponsors, and I've been using affiliate links, and I more than, quadruple, five-tuple it maybe, the $8.72 I spend on my hosting. So what is Amazon S3? Let's answer these questions again. Amazon S3 is basically a big filing cabinet in the sky from Amazon.com. How do I use it? Well, you have to use Firefox, the S3 Organizer plugin, or there is a standalone software that's free that you can use to upload it. I'll have a link to that out in the show notes. I apologize for not having that name. I don't know where my notes went. I printed that out. Now, what's the good news about Amazon S3? Well, it's kind of cheaper, barely, than Libsyn.com, which is actually my first choice for hosting. Libsyn, we said again. Well, let's not go to Libsyn. Let's stick on Amazon S3. So there, it's a little cheaper. There are no stats. How do I get my stats? I use PodTrack. How do you use PodTrack? You put a redirect before the location of your media. So instead of saying my MP3 file is at mywebsite.com/whatever.mp3, and now has to say go to PodTrack, then go to that. And that's just a little piece of code you put into your blog. That's kind of a pain in the butt. So how do you make that easy? Another free tool. It's a plugin for WordPress called Blueberry PowerPress. You can put that redirect in there once. It redirects it to PodTrack. PodTrack counts it as a download, sends it over to Amazon S3, and you get your stats in PodTrack, and you get, to a certain extent, cheaper hosting at Amazon S3. Now, the other thing that PodTrack can do for you is you can actually put a survey, which is interesting. People can click on that and give you feedback on what they like about your show, what they dislike about your show, and you can see how old people are and how much they make and, you know, if they went to college or not, things like that. Now, the other thing I talked about was Libsyn. Libsyn has unlimited bandwidth, well, unlimited storage, meaning I have all episodes of this podcast on Libsyn. Every month I get a new kind of allowance of shows that I can upload. That's the only thing they limit is the number of shows you can upload. Well, mine is way under that limit every month, and they've stored every show I have created from now back to where I first started. So it's unlimited storage and unlimited bandwidth. It doesn't matter if 5 people listen to my show or 5 billion people listen to my show. It is the same price at Libsyn. It's $12 a month. I kind of like that because I can budget on it. So that's it. Now, do I really have a preference here? Well, I like Libsyn. Libsyn is easy. Do I like the stats at PodTrack sometimes? Yeah, actually, I kind of like seeing where things are coming from. And in reality, if I wanted to, I could host my stuff at Libsyn and still use PodTrack. You could actually do both that way. So that explains what it is. It is a little more technical to use Amazon S3, but once it's set up, you don't have to mess with it. Much like your VCR or your surround sound at home, it's a little more technical, but once you get it set up, it's a piece of cake. And I believe they're both fine. It really depends on you. Now, if you need help setting that up, by all means, you can sign up at theschoolofpodcasting.com. You can have me do it at my consulting site is podcastmechanic.com. And if you have any questions, I would love to hear from you. My email again is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. And I just want to thank you for being a listener of the show. It is December 13th as I record this, and I may or may not have another podcast by the end of the year, much like you are, I'm sure. I'm getting ramped up for the holidays and the hustle and bustle of the year, so I just want to thank you very much for, if I don't get another one out, thank you very much. Have a great holiday season, whatever it may be. I always make the joke and say Happy Kwanzaa Masika. But whether you're, for me, that's Christmas. It may be Hanukkah for you or Kwanzaa or whatever it is. Or hope you have a safe and joyous holiday season. And if you do want to start a podcast, by all means, come on over to the School of Podcasting at schoolofpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, class dismissed.